This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Whaletown Community Club has had a manager since 2011, and after 12 years, Howie Roman will be retiring. I got a chance to sit down with Howie, a storyteller, to find out about his experience both volunteering and working for the Whaletown Community Club, and specifically running the Gorge Hall.
I became involved almost immediately when I came here. The first time I can remember really working on the hall was the first grant that the WCC and David Shipway got it. It's hard to believe how long I worked on the library with two other guys. But it was a grant and we were hippies. Two things I remember was building the outhouse, which is now long gone, which is a wonderful thing, and helping Mike Talbot attach the kitchen back to the main building because the snow had ripped a kitchen off.
The snow
yeah.
had ripped the kitchen off.
And there was like a foot gap at the top. From a snowstorm, yeah. After that, I certainly was involved. I think I would have done my first shift on the board in the 80s. There was a grant in the very early 80s that George Cirque got, and that was an important one. It put the fireplace wing on. It turned what were bunk beds for sleeping kids at dances into the bathroom. And we used to load kids into these two beds. And there'd be five kids sleeping together, and you'd have to reach in and find yours to take it home. And they put on the stage. Oh, and one earlier thing is, up to that point, what is now the back door of the main room, that was the front door to the hall. And there was no stage. There was the kitchen wing and the main room, and that was pretty much it.
So you had a story about volunteerism.
It must have been after those grants. Thinking of who was there. Again, the snow. And the snow ripped collapsed the roof at what is now the bathroom end and extending about 10 feet out on a Friday in December. That collapsed under the snow. And on Monday, truckload after truckload of people and lumber and plywood and drywall arrived, and we had a work bee on that Monday, certainly by Wednesday, the hall was fixed, and that weekend we had Christmas dinner.
So that was all private donations of time and materials?
That was just the community.
Instantly.
Yeah. Which is one of the things I love about Cortez is the times that I've been involved in what I call barn raising. And that was one of those incidents.
When did that happen?
It must have been there. I'm not very good at time, but I'm trying pin it. So that kind of event has been in the fabric of the Whaletown Community Club from the beginning. Yes, there's been the biggest stuff has been done on three grants. The next grant was just a few years ago when Arrington redid the back of the hall so that we now have chair storage and table storage.
A few years ago?
Yeah, probably 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, not okay. much longer than that. But it's always been volunteers that make it happen. The board has always been volunteers. Nowadays, there's two or three very part-time employees, and I was one of those. I was trying to keep my hours under 10 hours a month. It was very low-key. It wasn't a job. I always refer to myself as a paid volunteer. And that was fine with me. I'm old. I'm retired. Got to have stuff to do. That was fine with me.
So what kind of feelings are you having now about retiring? And how are you feeling about the WCC and its potential moving forward?
I think that right now we have, for the last 5 or 6 years. We've had a great board of largely what I refer to as young people, so people under 50, and they've been terrific. And they've brought all kinds of things back. Isabel has been the treasurer, and she's also the maintenance person now. And she gets, again, she gets a stipend. And she's done so much of the little stuff. In the 90s, when May Sherwood was the president, they replaced the rotten cedar posts under the hall. Until the 90s, the hall was like a sprung dance floor. You got 100 people out there dancing, you could see the floor rolling. And there was a spot in the kitchen by the corner that you knew was going to collapse at some point, and it didn't. But it was pretty obviously that there was floating free, and you could see it. It had no support. And May organized it. She probably got grants. She also raised a lot of money. She was really good at that. And Hubert redid the posts underneath. They're now poured cement posts, and he put the roof on, and pretty amazing. It's in so much better shape than it used to be. It's good for decades now.
The building is good for decades now?
Yeah.
What would you like to see moving forward with the Gorge Hall? What could you possibly wish in terms of like a giant grant? What would you wish for the WCC?
I don't know that the hall needs that right now. As I say, it's in really good shape. There is a major thing happening. I take that back. The health department is making us completely change our water system. And that's going to run over $10,000. And that's coming. And I believe that there's some kind of money coming from somewhere for that. The heat pump was done on that tax, which is wonderful. I have a lot of hope. This is a terrific board of younger people. Gabriel's been on the board, and there's a couple of older people always on the board just because we know history, and it's good to have us. But the action is happening from a much younger crowd, which we really needed after the 10 years of seniors' children. That's a major piece of the Gorge Hall. And it's a major piece of my kids growing up. And now it's a major piece of my granddaughter growing up. And kids are a big part of why the Whaletown Community Club needs to exist.
I have heard about infrastructure maintenance woes from nonprofit as well as Hollyhock, and there's a lot of struggle around maintaining infrastructure.
The big stuff has already been done. And if there's a new hall on the subject, I'd hate to build a new building. I don't think Gabriel says $1 million. I think that's way out of line and could be done for a lot less.
How much do you think it would cost?
I think it would cost half that and then some, but $1 million seems really high to me. But it is, you're going to have to put in a commercial kitchen. You're going to have to put the water system, the bathroom. That's the stuff that costs. The actual shell of the building, but I hate to see it happen. That building has so much history, so much love. We couldn't rebuild there. We have no land there. We have this tiny wedge that the hall is on. And in front of the hall is highways. Most of the parking lot is highways. There's no room.
The rest is the Gorge Marina.
Yeah.
Is the old schoolhouse art gallery, is that entire piece of property owned by
the school district?
Still owned by the school district.
And not interested in selling.
And so the ownership that you were talking about, other land, is that just the
cemetery? The cemetery's one end of a small strip that runs down the Coulter Bay Road, the main road, to the ferry. Mm-hmm. Where there's that stop sign on the north side of the road, I'll say.
Okay.
There's a strip of land there that used to belong to the Anglican Church, and they gave it to us for its back taxes.
How large is that piece of property?
It's about 5 acres.
Acres of land, you know, there that used to be. Did there used to be a church there?
It used to be owned by the Anglican Church. And I always thought, though the WCC doesn't own it, I always felt like the entrance to the Whaletown Commons could be cleared and the hall and parking and that kind of thing being there. But that no one was interested
who
in that.
Who owns the Whaletown Commons?
SRD.
So you said there was another story about the Gorge Hall that you wanted to share.
So in about 1988, the fir floor that was 50 years old in the Gorge Hall was giving up spikes. Face sawn wood fir has large circular green things that eventually you wear off enough, they stick up as spikes. And it had gotten to where, and it was the 60s, 70s and 80s, people would dance barefooted, they may still. And we were having constant problems with splinters, and some of them big splinters. And Rick and I were already doing hardwood floors. So we offered the community club the wood at cost for the maple floor that's in there. And we would do it with volunteers, but we wanted two-thirds of our actual wage. And we did get volunteers to lay it with us. But it was going to cost $6,000, which at the time was probably equivalent to $20,000-$25,000 now. Brig drew a grid map of the dance floor, and we sold 10 square foot sections of the dance floor. You could sponsor this section. And we had an evening of wine and cheese. There were 100 of them, and we sold 99. We decided to have a variety night for two nights, and it was the first time Rick had emceed. It was the first time I had run the stage with Roland and Pam Craig. And it was phenomenal. We did the same thing we did with the lip syncs of not having a dress rehearsal until the night before. So you have no idea what's coming at you. And our dress rehearsal lasted like 6 or 7 hours. It went way into the night. And the next day was the first performance. And I remember looking out between the curtains at the audience, and the hall was packed. The next night, I looked out between the curtains, and the hall was packed with the exact same people sitting in the same places. Everybody came back. It was a gas. And I figure that about 70 people were involved in that production, at a time when there were 650 people on the island, over 10% of the community. And the show went for 4 or 5 hours. It was shot for VHS and then turned into DVDs, which I and other people have. We raised the $4,000 we needed in those two nights. It was an event that in a lot of ways predicted the future. The lip syncs definitely came out of that event and other events after it. And of course, Rick was fabulous. He had a lifetime of material at that point. He was great. We were able to buy the wood and do the floor. And it's now 35 years. Yeah, it's 35 years now. And I think it's got another 15. And I won't be involved. And if there's a new hall on the subject, the new hall would get the hardwood floor. I'm dubious, and I certainly don't want a new hall to happen in my lifetime. Otherwise, I'll be too involved.
You said a lot happened over the past. Cortez became a lot more popular, and we see thousands of tourists come every year. A lot of people want to get married here or have events, and it seems like the Gorge Hall has been one of the only accessible places for the public to rent and have those kinds of experiences. Right. Hollyhock doesn't rent out their space for private events. And there's been times when people have rented both facilities from the Gorge Marina and the Gorge Hall, yes, right, to throw their events.
That's become a thing. I wanted that only weddings related to the island could happen. We've had a few weddings where people came on boats to the marina and went, oh, it'd be nice to have our wedding there. And I don't like those.
Why?
They don't have the history. They don't know the building. We always lose things when they pack out because they don't know what they had and they don't know what we had, that kind of thing. This is our pot, isn't it? And away it goes. We've lost tables. We always lose things. The hall rents for $600 for 2 days. Noon. All right, so the wedding day, you don't have to set up. You don't have to clean up. You do that day, the afternoon before and the morning after.
So essentially you have a three-day rental for a wedding.
Almost.
And you're charging $600 for that. And that's the premium rate that you're charging for non-locals?
Yeah. No. The last set of money said $2,600 for non-locals, which is probably in line with what you would pay. I never have. I don't think I've actually had the situation where I had to do that. Usually, if it's somebody from off island, it's because they grew up here or their grandparents live here and that
so
way.
So you don't charge them $2,600
if
they have some kind of connection to the island.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I didn't feel like we wanted to become a wedding destination. It takes a whole weekend, one in a month in June, July, and August. September is plenty. We want the hall for public events. Other people feel differently. There was at one point talk of we do work with the marina to some degree, and that's a very nice way to have a wedding. I've been to a couple where I would always give names, you know, if they asked. But again, I'm basically a lazy old hippie, and I didn't want to do all that. And now there's going to be a new manager who is going to take on a lot more than I took on. That's what's happening. That's why it's happening. And that was in the air all this last winter, and I'm fine with it. I pushed it to a right now situation by breaking my leg. I haven't been in the hall in 2.5 months. I'm getting out a bit now. I've been to the free store a couple of times.
Have you gotten an x-ray on your leg?
Oh, yeah.
So it's 2 months?
It's actually 2.5 months.
2.5 months. What's it look like in there?
I have seen before and after x-rays. And I'm doing another one August 2nd. There's this rod running down the center of my tibia. Then is screwed to the tibia and is largely acting as the tibia. The surgeon showed us that there was new growth already happening at the 6-week mark. Yeah, it will grow over and become stronger. I'm just flexing it this way.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to do it standing up. I do it sitting down.
I just want to send my well wishes to your healing journey. It looks like you're doing really well. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.